Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, we are talking with Lifeline Central West. Joining me online, it's the CEO, Stephanie Robinson. Stephanie, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Nice to chat. It's been a while.
It has, hasn't it? I was thinking that.
Well, thank you for the email, and we're going to talk Christmas. Some people might be rolling their eyes out. Well, it's only October. We're talking about Christmas, but all for a very good cause, because the album Dreaming of a Green Christmas is available, and it's all for a very good cause. Tell me about this.
Look, it is. It might seem that it's only October, but we're mid-October, and this album has been created by a great bunch of artists from around the Central West. Chris Schubert, who he said heads up Safety of Life at Sea, which I particularly love, and they last year were playing at the Fish River Festival. And there was a couple of songs that were Christmassy songs. And I do remember being there and Chris sort of sharing about that they, you know, sometimes pull out the songs and they only get to play them for a couple of months. And other artists got together and they were talking about, oh, we'd love to actually do a Christmas album of, you know, not so much our traditional carols, but it was actually, I think, Paul Kelly's song, you know, How to Make the Gravy was one of the inspirations for it. So it's, I think it's sort of a compilation of stories around Christmas time, and it's so different for everyone, and really trying to buck that commercialism of Christmas that there is. And so 18 tracks have been developed for the CD, with all profits going to Lifeline Central West.
Okay, fantastic. And look, some great names as well. The likes of Smith & Jones, featuring, of course, Abby Smith, Sophie Jones, Amy Viola, Andy Nelson, who we've had in the studio before. Local legends, I'm talking about Jenny Kane and, of course, John Wilby. They're absolutely fantastic. And many, many others, including Chris Schubert and his band Safety of Life at Sea, as you mentioned. So a great compilation. And what happens with sales of this album?
So what happens, Chris has set it up that it's a bit of a crowdfunding scenario, so we're just more than halfway there to get all the production costs and everything covered. We, at the moment, so you can go onto our Facebook page, or so Lifeline Central West, or Chris's, and donate through there. That'll get us across the line, and then we hope to have it available at different outlets across the Central West that people can buy. So they can either pre-order through that Facebook page or ring us here at Lifeline and we'll sort it out. And hopefully they'll be hearing some of it on some local radio stations, and we're hoping for a bit of a launch and a gig somewhere, but we're just organising that at the moment. But I know personally for my family, they'll be very grateful that there'll be no Celine Dion or Michael Bublé's greatest Christmas hits this Christmas.
Michael Bolton.
Yes, that's it. It's like, oh, good delete. So yeah. This is, look, I got a bit of a sneak peek of them a couple of days ago. And, oh, look, it makes you laugh, it makes you smile, it makes you get a bit sad or a bit sentimental. There are some great stories there, and look, you know, well worth the investment. So you can either choose to just donate an amount to the production cost, or $25 gets you a CD, $15 gets the download of it. And I just think, you know, great Chrissy gift, again, going towards our work that we're doing around our drought support, and that's why they came up with the title of Dreaming of a Green Christmas.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, I'm with Stephanie Robinson. She's the CEO of Lifeline Central West. Now, it would be remiss of us not to mention a teeny tiny little event that you've got on this weekend as well in Bathurst, the 20,000 books that are on sale, the book fair.
Yeah, well, I've just been told this morning that was incorrect, and that they've got over 25,000. So there really is something for everybody there. It's on at Bathurst Showground. It's 9 till 4 on Saturday and 10 till 2 on Sunday. But, you know, don't think that if you come on a Sunday morning that half the stuff's going to be gone. It gets replenished. They've got semi-trailers there. It gets replenished throughout the weekend. All really good quality books. And I just think, you know, we're getting to that time. It might be, you know, summer vacation by the pool or at the beach. we need a good book. And I think, again, just encouraging that reading, sometimes switching off the electronic devices, yes, and picking up a good old book is such a good thing to do.
It's very good for the soul, and I don't think any of us do it nearly enough. I'm with Stephanie Robinson, the CEO of Lifeline Central West. Great to catch up with you this morning. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, thanks, Neil.